Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell.
And my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt.
With over 30 years combined experience as financial advisors in Utah,
Mark and I have worked through many people's retirements, so that way we know the ins and outs.
Using established strategies, they can help you reduce debt and create an income to last your lifetime.
We really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
It's your money, you do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
Thanks for spending some of your weekend here with us, along with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and financial advisor Clint Cadell, a father-son duo working together as a team to help you figure out your money. And here on the radio every week to share with you ideas on ways that you can better plan and prepare for those years that you dream about. The ones after you stop working. Your retirement, of course. 801-839-4939 is our number. If you have a question for the Cadells about how you're saving, or if you've not yet started a financial plan for your retirement, they can help you take the first steps and get going with that plan. Again, it's 801-839-4939. Also online at retirerichtoday.com. Guys, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I am hot. And I blame you on this one for Mark. Last week you were talking about how, it's been such a mild June so far. Now we're close to 100.
Yeah, it changed overnight, didn't it?
It sure did.
It feels good to sweat.
Okay, there's Clint with the positive spin. I'll appreciate it. I'll take it.
It feels good to sweat.
So I guess it's, summertime. It does what it does. The good news is we are going to be seeing the boys of summer return this year, Major League Baseball. That's going to happen. So we're happy about that. We're happy to see some signs of normalcy returning in our lives. But on today's show specifically, I want to talk with you guys about a retired baseball player, Bobby Bonilla. He is still getting paid by the Mets. And how can we create a similar income plan for ourselves after we stop working? We're going to talk about that, as well as reducing your future tax burden. Plus, how has the planning process changed over the past 40 years? Talking about all of these things, sharing information and ideas in effort to help you figure out your own savings plan so that you can get to a place where you can stop working and start enjoying all of the fruits of your labor and do what the Cadells want to help everyone do, which is, of course, to retire rich. But what does that mean exactly? It's different for all of us. So, Mark, when you talk about how your goal is to help everyone that you work with do that, retire rich, what does that mean? Why do we call this show Retire Rich Today?
Because we don't want anyone to get at the end of 40 years of working career and retire poor. We don't want them just to struggle just to get by. We want them to really enjoy their retirement years. And to me, what that means is you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last your lifetime. You really don't need that much money to live if you have no debt. That's the real key, is to get out of debt and have a large nest egg set aside and developed over the years. It'll provide you good cash flow so you can live a comfortable, more carefree retirement.
It's not out of your reach, and it's a goal that you can achieve. And Mark and Clint, they are here to help you achieve that goal yourself. 801-839-4939. If you've been thinking how you need to get to work building your own nest egg, the guys are here to help you with that plan. 801-839-4939. Because with everything there is to consider, the decision process, it can be a bit tricky when trying to go it on your own. And this story is the most perfect example of that. Which would you rather have? $5.9 million right now, today, in your hand, or $1.2 million every year for 25 years straight? The New York Mets made this offer to Bobby Bonilla, and with the help of his agent, he chose the 25-year deal. Here's what former Mets GM Steve Phillips told MSN Sports about the deal.
Bobby Bonilla, we were going to release him. And instead of paying him the $5.9 million, ownership said, I wonder if we can defer it. The idea was, hey, Steve, go to the accounting department and see that if we pay out a certain level of interest, what we'd make off of Bonilla's money if the market did this or did that or bottomed out, what would it take? How would it play out? It was an investment vehicle for the team that they'd make money on his money and he'd still get the benefit of it.
Long story short, the Mets ended up losing their money in the Bernie Madoff scandal. This story has so many layers. Meanwhile, Bobby Bonilla, he is still sitting happy right now, receiving a $1 million check every single July. 10 of them so far, 15 more to come. Guys, is there a way that we can invest our money now to create this kind of income plan for ourselves?
Absolutely. In fact, I would have chosen that $1.2 million a year, too. I think that's the better way to go.
Right. Ended up with a lot more in the end.
Paid him a lot of income over the years. And in fact, even if he just lived on half of that and then invested the other $600,000, he'd still end up with a lot more money at the end of that time period. Conservatively, he would have about $28 million at the end of that time period if he invested half of it. So I think he made a really wise decision. Who knew that Bernie Madoff was going to come in there and take the money?
Swindle the rest.
Swindle the rest away. So I think he made a great choice.
Yeah, there are plenty of benefits just in life in general. If like you're taking a payout, not everybody's getting $5.9 million and they leave their work right now.
Right.
They're getting released from work from COVID right now.
I think it's we payout, isn't it? 5.9?
That'd be nice. But like what Mark said, it's so smart to take out those smaller lump sums just over that year time frame. Even though you can do a lot of good with those larger sums, but just over that long time frame will generally pay out more. And that's the same way with things like an annuity, where they pay out that if you're taking an income rider, it'll pay for that entire lifetime so that you can get that 4% that you can't get in really any other investment vehicle.
Yeah, that's the thing no one ever considers when they start looking at these numbers.
Right.
What if my investment tanked? It went to zero. Mm-hmm. No one ever thinks about that.
Right.
But it's something that could happen. That's why you've got to have, we like the word guaranteed retirement income from an annuity. It'll pay guaranteed income to last your lifetime and your spouse's lifetime. That way you have a nice steady stream of income that's not going to go away. It's going to be backed by a large insurance company. It'll provide you guaranteed income for your lifetime.
That's one thing that we do when we meet with people. So we do go over, and it's not always the most pleasant thing to do, but we go over what happens if the market goes bad, what happens if the market goes flat, and what happens if the market continues to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when people, if they decide to work with us, fantastic. If they don't, they have a realistic expectation of what they can look forward to in their retirement, and they have that understanding going in.
Yeah, we stress test their portfolio to kind of analyze where they are right now, and then we fine tune it for their situation so they can accomplish their goals and their dreams.
What's really important to know is that there are, in fact, opportunities for you to take the money that you have now and invest it in ways that will have one of those long-term payout plans like the one we were just talking about. Now, granted, it might not be a full like $1.2 million every year. It's different for every person. Listen, we all have to have a goal, and if that's your goal, go for it.
That's right. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is a lot of money, and it doesn't have to be that much money to still create this kind of income stream for yourself in your retirement years. These are the exact kinds of things that the Cadells work with their clients to create, and they can do the same for you. So if you're wanting to know how you can invest your money to build this kind of plan, the Cadells are here to answer those questions for you. 801-839-4939. 801-839-4939. Okay, so once we've got an income plan figured out, then we need to think about what could come along and mess the whole thing up. There's a lot of talk about how the November elections might change the amount of taxes we owe. CNBC's Robert Frank says wealthy Americans are expecting taxes to go up. So they're taking steps now to prepare for that. Here's what he was saying.
They're front-loading income. Private business owners are negotiating contracts to take more income this year and more expenses next year. And if they've got partnerships, they're shifting income into 2020 in case those rates go up in 2021.
That's great for people who are in a position to take advantage of that. But what about the rest of us? The idea of how much we might have to pay in taxes in a 20, 30, 40 year retirement is something that worries a lot of us. Is there anything that we can do to prepare for the possibility of higher taxes?
Oh, there's absolutely things that we can do.
Okay.
And I'd like to say that regardless of who wins the election or regardless of what happens with COVID, I personally think that taxes will go up no matter who you're backing or no matter what you're rooting for. So that's why it's so important to talk to a financial professional or your CPA to go over what you can do, because you can move your money into different accounts that are tax sheltered or that are tax deferred. For example, we're doing right now, and what a lot of people are doing, are Roth conversions with their 401ks and their retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you're paying the taxes now before they go up. So that way when you take the withdrawals later in life, that's actually your money that you see in your account and not Uncle Sam's.
Okay.
And now is a great time to do those Roth conversions, especially if you've been laid off and you have less income this year. It's perfect time to do it. take a large amount out of your 401k or wherever you can pull it from the Roth conversion portion. And you can convert, if you can keep your income under $171,000 for a joint income this year, your tax bracket is only 22%. So it's pretty low. If you can keep under those limits, and that's why we work with CPAs and accountants to make certain that when we do these Roth conversions, we do them over a period of time. We're in the process of doing one for a new client, and he wants to do it over the next 4 years. And he wants to stay under that 22% tax bracket, and it's going to work out perfect for his situation.
Yeah, and if any of these numbers are confusing to people, we understand.
Don't look at me, Clint.
We will walk you through these things, and we'll make it so simple for you to understand, because that's really what it is at the end of the day. We don't just work for you. We try to also educate you and help you understand the ways that you can save money and the different avenues that we can take.
Yeah, because we want you to have the best retirement income possible.
And pay as little taxes on that income as possible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what you net at the end of the day. That's what's important.
What they say is, what's the expression? It's not how much you have, it's how much you get to keep. Is that how it goes?
Very accurate.
What do you get to keep?
That's right. And obviously, what we want to help you do is to keep as much of your money as possible. But what we have learned for sure is that it can be tricky trying to figure all these things out on your own. And like the one gentleman that Mark was just talking about, he realized that spreading out the conversion over 4 years is going to benefit him, but that could look totally different for you. Maybe you need to roll it all over in 1 year, or maybe you need longer than 4 years. These are the kinds of things, the details, the nitty gritty that the Cadells get down into and help you figure out in the way of keeping more of that hard earned money, keeping more of that money you've worked so hard to save, and build a plan for the years after you stop working. 801-839-4939 to talk to the Cadells. Mark is actually personally answering your phone call right now. He and Clint, they're here to help you find answers to your money questions and get to work creating a plan for your future. Mark has even written a book to help you get started, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And we would love to give you a copy of that book for free. 801-839-4939. The next 10 callers, we're going to give you a free copy of Mark's book. And while you're on the phone with him, go ahead and ask how he can help you figure out where you stand now. And more importantly, get to work building that nest egg for your future. 801-839-4939. 801-839-4939. Hang on, we're coming right back with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio right after this.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Cadell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio. To the show here with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and financial advisor Clint Cadell. 801-839-4939 is our number that you can call to talk to the guys about getting to work figuring out your own financial situation and retirement planning. If you've got questions, they've got answers. 801-839-4939. If you will pause, we're going to take a little moment back in time. To 1979, guys.
Woo!
It's a good song for this time of year.
Great song.
Donna Summer's Hot Stuff was number one. Gas was only 86 cents a gallon. That was a nice memory. The inflation rate was actually over 11%. still, cable TV rolled out a new channel called the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, later becoming ESPN. Sony released the miniature music playing device called the Walkman. You know what I miss, though? It's within the last 40 years, just in the last couple of decades. Going to the video store. You know when the new movie came out and you would run in and there was a whole wall dedicated to that, just that one movie.
One video.
But it wouldn't be there. And so there was, you would send your wingman up to the front of the store where they would keep the stack of videos on the shelf, and the exhilaration that you would get when you'd be like, I found one. It was a thrill.
It was exciting.
It was the little things in life.
Yeah.
There are things that you miss, no? Going to the arcade.
Yeah. Don't you miss the 8-tracks?
Clint's like, what?
Absolutely, yes, I sure do.
I miss having to have the cassette player eat my tape.
Oh yeah, and we had to rewind it with the pencil.
Yeah, you pull it out of the car and the player, and it just comes out, and you pull the box.
It was very defeating.
Unraveled the whole time.
It's a lot of work.
You have to get your pencil and try to put it back in.
But about the video store, my wife Danica, actually, she really misses those because she liked the experience.
It was.
Gone now.
I missed that and going to the record store. That was like an afternoon activity on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. You would just go and hang out. You would bump into friends. You would get the new CD or record or whatever it was you were buying. It was a whole activity, and now just download it. The thrill is gone.
It's not as thrilling just scrolling through Netflix.
You can get whatever you want, whenever you want it.
Yeah.
Well, the way we entertain ourselves, it's obviously changed quite a bit. But what about money planning and how we plan for our retirement? Are the basics still applicable at all? Is it a whole new ball game? Is it a mix of the two? How have things changed for how we need to plan for when we hopefully get to stop working, guys?
Yeah, since 79, things have changed dramatically in the financial world. Back then, it was primarily just front-loaded mutual funds that were sold. There weren't many no-load funds, if any. There were no ETFs, exchange-traded funds. Those hadn't even been invented. And, of course, the fixed index annuities hadn't even come to the marketplace.
Right.
A lot of the areas to invest your money back then were very, very expensive for the average consumer. Today, the costs have come down dramatically. Your return should also go up dramatically with the new products that you're investing in. If they're not, you might not be using the right financial advisor, because the products today are so much better. We did lose the pensions for the most part. Mm-hmm. There aren't many pensions left, but there are some tremendous 401ks and the Roth provisions where you can pull it out tax-free. There's been a tremendous amount of improvement in retirement planning over the last several decades.
Yeah, it's interesting how the pensions have gone. But like what Mark said, that it's easier for the smaller investor to get started now than it's ever been.
Right.
And just recently, for example, because things are changing, like what Mark said, we've had clients come in, and when we went over their income plan a few years ago, it started off with taking the RMDs at 70.5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now RMDs don't have to be taken at 70.5, thanks to the CARE Act.
Yeah, that's 72.
So, yep, now it's 72. So they were pleasantly pleased to hear that, and they were able to delay that income for longer so that way they could save on taxes and things like that.
But even furthermore, this year, you don't have to take RMDs at all because...
Them all together.
Yep.
It really comes down to having a solid financial plan. It's kind of like you're not going to build a $1 million home without some sort of blueprint.
That's right.
And yet some people will go out and try to wing it and build a $1 million retirement account. And that just doesn't happen without some sort of planning. And so that's why we sit down with someone and try to come up with a solid financial plan so that someone can reach their retirement goals, because it's very important to plan and put it in writing.
Yeah, we just sit down when we meet with people. We do that for free. So we're just happy to help you understand what retirement is actually like. And if you need a second pair of eyes on your retirement plan, we're more than happy to be that. And we can show you how to fine tune things like that.
Mark, you were saying a minute ago how back in 79, it used to be that certain financial opportunities used to come with a high cost. Do you think that there is a stigma that remains amongst a lot of people, a major part of the population, that's perhaps why they think that they don't qualify to work with a financial advisor, or they don't qualify to utilize the resources, which is why they haven't investigated their opportunities? Is there still a stigma of that in the air?
Yeah, there might be some of that still is in the marketplace. But I think that has gone away, hopefully for the most part, but there's still some of that out there where people think that they need a large net worth or a huge nest egg of $5 million or $10 million to work with a financial advisor. No, you don't. You can start with as little as $25 and start putting money into a good conservative mutual fund or an aggressive fund. So the fees have come down dramatically, and you can start with a small amount and just grow your assets over time.
Well, like you were just saying, though, the idea of building a $1 million house, you wouldn't do it without a blueprint, but you wouldn't build a $100,000 house without a plan. And that's the kind of plan that Mark and Clint are here to help you create. And you don't have to have millions of dollars. There are so many opportunities for us to utilize. And perhaps now more than ever, it's so important for the middle class to be utilizing those opportunities, to be talking to financial professionals, because it's up to us now to plan for our own retirements. The pension funds have gone away. There's question marks around Social Security. So the question for you is, what have you done to prepare for the years ahead? What have you done to help make sure that you will get to the place where you can stop working? These are the kinds of things the Caddells are here to help you figure out. 801-839-4939 to call the guys and talk to them about where you stand financially and how they can help you build that plan. 801-839-4939. So obviously we use the word retirement a lot. Most of us probably think about all the things that we want to do when we get to that place. Take a fancy vacation, maybe play some golf. But a new survey by the management firm Voya suggests that people are also now thinking more about how they're going to pay for these things. Here's what Voya's Charlie Nelson told Yahoo Finance.
What we're hearing from people about their retirement plans and the length of time, it really is more of a new definition of retirement. It's not the traditional definition that you might, maybe our parents had of, well, I get to a certain age and then I'm going to go and stay home. The new definition of retirement is really staying engaged. And it's really thinking more about your stream of income for a number of your golden years. So I think the definition has changed and people are adapting to that.
He said a lot of truths there, because 65, it's not what it was for our parents and grandparents. It's still very young in age. You've got a lot of life ahead of you. So the idea then is to make sure that we have what we need in those years, 20, 30, 40 years of retirement. So is that stream of income that he mentioned, is that what allows us to define retirement in whatever way we see fit? Let's talk about this. How do we create these streams of income? How does their application to what we face now in retirement, how has it changed?
Yeah, it's important to have multiple streams of income. Some people like to accumulate rental properties over the years, some sort of duplexes or fourplex or rental homes that they're renting out to people. Mm-hmm. And that can provide a nice solid income for those retirees. Other people don't like to be a landlord. I don't like it.
It's a lot of work.
I did it for a while.
And a lot of
I thought people were actually going to pay me and they didn't.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't a good experience for me, but some people love it. Yeah. And then there are annuities that'll pay guaranteed income for a lifetime. Those are great sources of income. Also including in that income plan is Social Security. When to take Social Security is very important. It's 62, 67, 70. What's going to maximize your income throughout your retirement years? We just did an income plan for a couple the other day, and he wants to defer his till 70. She's going to start taking hers younger because it doesn't benefit her to defer it past age 67 for her.
Okay.
So there's a lot of nuances that need to come into play, but Social Security is important to incorporate in that. If you have a pension, great. We need to put that in the income plan as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of areas where you want that income coming in so you can really live that more carefree retirement that you've always planned on doing. And you want to be able to fund those things that you want to do, because it's no fun getting to the retirement age and suddenly you can't afford to travel or do those things that you want to do.
Right.
That's the whole purpose of saving for retirement, is to give you financial freedom. And that's what a good, solid financial plan does. It gives you flexibility and freedom to do what you want to do for a change. Maybe you want to work part-time. Maybe you want to go serve someone. Maybe you want to write a book. You want to do something different. Whatever your vision is for your retirement years, it can happen with a proper financial plan.
Exactly. 100% what Mark said. I can't say that any better. It's really just that. And you don't have to have income streams from all those sources. Like you said, you can really just start small and we can show you how it can work out for your benefit.
It's interesting you brought up that idea, though, just of Social Security, how many people don't realize that, yes, you can create strategies even with your Social Security income between you and your spouse or just for yourself. You don't just have to stand there and expect the check to start showing up at 62. There's ways to strategize it so that it can work perhaps better for you as an income source in your retirement years. And these are the kinds of things the Caddells work with their clients to figure out, and they are here to help you figure out as well. There are so many options, so many opportunities. It's such a great thing that you have in front of you. You shouldn't be intimidated by it. I know that it can be complex, but the Cadells, they are here, right here in Salt Lake City, to simplify the process, to work with you, to build a plan, to show you what your options are and help you get to that place that you want to be in your future. 801-839-4939 to call and talk to the Cadells about your own questions to save for your future. Mark is personally answering your call. He and Clint are here to help you find answers to your questions. Mark's even getting a head start for you. He's written the book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And the next 10 callers, he's going to give you a copy of the book for free. 801-839-4939 for your free copy of Mark's book. And while you're on the phone with him, go ahead and start talking to him about how he can help you with your own plan. 801-839-4939. Guys, that's it for our show today. As always, thank you for all the information.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
It goes by way too fast.
It always does. But we'll be back here again next week and looking for you. In the meantime, you can always find more online at retirerichtoday.com. And we'll plan to see you back here again next Saturday for more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Cadell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Cadell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then, if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. You're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939 or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Cadell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.